Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I get to say hello to you because it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited, but I'm still stumped from the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase, first show. Change one letter to an E, and you can rearrange the result to spell a four-letter word used in golf and a five-letter word used in basketball. What are the words?
Well,
so if you change the T to an E, you can spell four, as in F-O-R-E, and swish.
Well, Mike, on this date in 1972, East Pakistan became Bangladesh. Today, the nation has a population of about 165 million people, eighth highest in the world. And it borders the number two country in terms of population, India. In honor of Bangladesh, today's show is a B in geography. All of the right answers will start with the letter B.
Okay, we're getting worse in geography as the shows go on here.
Yes, we are. Four U.S. state capitals start with the letter B, including Boston and Baton Rouge. What are the other two, which are located in states that both border Montana?
Boise, Idaho, and sometimes the Midwest is a little squishy for where things are for me, but it's Bismarck, North Dakota.
Well done. Of course, named for the Chancellor of the German Empire. Only two of the top 30 U.S. cities by population start with the letter B. One is the aforementioned Boston at number 21. What is the other, a city of about 600,000, named for a member of the Calvert family?
Baltimore?
Yeah. Baltimore was in the top three in population from 1800 until the Civil War and is now number 30. What is the alliterative world capital that President Trump made a high-profile visit to in the summer of 2018, prompting NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg to say, quote, "In the history of NATO, we have had many disagreements, and we've been able to overcome them again and again."
Oh, did he go to Brussels, Belgium?
He did. Another alliterative world capital can be found in Central America, Belmopan in Belize. What is the former name of Belize, owing to its history as a colony from 1862 until it gained full independence in 1981?
I was in Belize, gosh, I don't want to say how many years ago, but Belize used to be British Honduras.
Ah, nicely done. The name Belize apparently dates to 1677, and it comes from a river in the country that's spelled B-A-L-I-S. Okay, back to the U.S. for your last question. Who was the Danish cartographer who explored for Russia and gave his name to a sea and a strait off the coast of just one of two U.S. states that doesn't border another U.S. state?
I had to parse out that sentence a little bit there. You are talking about Mr. Bering.
Yes, and what state am I talking about?
Bering Strait separates Alaska from Russia?
Yeah, and you might be able to see from one part to the other. Well, Mike Nothnagel did much better than a B today. He went 5 for 5. How about you? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can make a beeline over to wamc.org/anyquestions and revisit those questions that Ian asked us, or appropriately enough, some extra credit questions that Ian has for us, or perhaps you can take a shot at this challenge, Ian.
Start with the capital of Bangladesh. Change the second letter to an R, move it to the end, and you can spell the name of an African capital. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.